Welcome to the Bright Beams Broadcast with Brother Ed Hicks, a broadcast for the proclamation of the unchanging truths of God's Word in a changing world.
The Lord willing, this will be the last message in a series entitled Hypocrites. Matthew chapter number 23 and verse number 13, "But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." A hypocrite is a fake, a fraud, a phony, a counterfeit. In a good church with good high standards, there might be hypocrites in the midst. Here's some things that hypocrites might do. Number one, hypocrites say and do not. Number two, hypocrites might bind heavy burdens on others and not carry them themselves. Number three, hypocrites do works to be seen of men. Number four, hypocrites may hinder others from doing right. The hypocritical false teacher might win others to himself and lead them away from Christ and righteousness. Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 15. "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." This wolf in sheep's clothing is a kind of hypocrite. Do you think that any four-legged wolf is intelligent enough to skin a sheep and to save the skin and to dress himself up in sheep's clothing? I don't think so. But a two-legged wolf might sometimes act like and sound like a sheep in order to catch sheep. If you spend much time with a wolf in sheep's clothing, you might soon sense that he's really a wolf in disguise. The next verse, after the warning about wolves in sheep's clothing, states, "Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles?" You might sense that the wolf in disguise is a wolf, but remember, Judas Iscariot seemed to fit right in with the 11 apostles. I think that probably after Judas was exposed, the 11 apostles could see signs of hypocrisy in Judas, but it seems that when he was with them before he betrayed Christ, they were fooled, not realizing that Judas was a wolf in sheep's clothing. A hypocrite in a good church might finally be detected, but it might only be after he has led other congregants astray. It's true that many hypocrites are not even saved, but there can certainly be saved hypocrites. But no hypocrite is sanctified as it ought to be sanctified. Number five, hypocrites might pretend so that they can take a prey. Verse number 14 of Matthew 23, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation." Praying, P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, in order to take a prey, P-R-E-Y. Pretentious, predatory praying. I don't believe that it has been unusual over the years for religious hypocrites to use prayer as a part of their disguise. A religious hypocrite might sometimes pray with a widow in order to win the confidence of that widow so that he can get her money. A naive, gullible person might think that just because a person prays with him and uses the name of Jesus in a positive way, that the praying person must be a good person. He might be a praying, P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, praying, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, hypocrite. The hypocrite never has a good prayer life. The hypocrite never has a good relationship with God. The hypocrite might be fervent in prayer, but he is not an effectual prayer. I don't care how good he sounds, the hypocrite is not close to God. But in order to get something, the hypocrite might offer a pretentious prayer. A church member might be after recognition. A singer might be after praise. A preacher might be after a big offering. And in order to get what they want, they might pray hypocritically and all for show. Number six, hypocrites sometimes work hard at being hypocrites and doing their hypocritical work. Verse number 15 of Matthew 23, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves." The religious hypocrite might work hard at going door to door and passing out literature and preaching and singing. The religious hypocrite might have a very busy schedule. The religious predatory hypocrite might try hard to make meetings conducive for proselytizing. He might travel great distances seeking to proselytize people. He might work to make his act more appealing and more entertaining. Beware of the predatory, proselytizing, religious hypocrite. If you're saved, but you have tried to act like you are close to God when you're not, and to act like you are praising God when it is a show, a sham, then think of standing before Christ and all of that work being burned up. If you're an unsaved religious hypocrite, is it worth it to try to keep up the religious front only to go to hell forever? Is the praise of man worth going to hell for? Have you made a false profession years ago and have hesitated to walk down the aisle and to get saved because of what others might think of you? Even if you have a position of leadership in a church, even if you have been a preacher, a teacher, a deacon, or a singer, cast aside the hypocritical front, repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Your religious reputation is not worth going to hell over. Number 7. Hypocrites count weighty things as light and unimportant, and light and unimportant things as weighty. The hypocrite has a perverted value system. You might want to take the time to read Matthew 23, verses 16 through 23, but notice three verses in particular. And remember, these are the words of the meek and lowly Jesus. Verse number 17, "Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold?" Verse 19, "Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift?" Verse number 23, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone." These hypocrites were paying tithe on herbs, and according to Jesus, they should have done that. They should have paid tithe on herbs. We certainly are not to neglect the small things while we're attending to the great matters. It is important to keep all of the commandments of God. But these hypocrites paid tithe on herbs, but they omitted what God called the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. Hypocrisy focuses on the outward, the physical, but there are weightier matters than, do you pay your tithes? Do you pass out tracts? Do you dress in accordance with good high dress standards? Do you go to church every Sunday morning and Sunday night and for every midweek service? Certainly if a person is failing in these areas, it can be a sign that his heart is not right with God. But a person can be doing all of those things that I've listed and his heart still not be right with God. The spiritual matters are more weighty than the physical matters. One of the best measures of the spirituality of a person is his prayer life. The believer is no better than his prayer life. Number 8. Hypocrites might strain at gnats and swallow camels. Verse number 24, Matthew 23, "Ye blind guides which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel." Someone might say, isn't it a physical impossibility for a person to swallow a camel? Well, yes, it is. But it is a spiritual possibility. A hypocrite might choke on, gag on, strain at, get upset about things that they should be able to take, to accept, to swallow right down. But then the hypocrite might accept something, he might swallow something right down, something that he should gag on. Ask yourself this question. How well do I take needed reproof or needed rebuke? We should be able to accept a needed reproof or a needed rebuke. The man with a Christ-like spirit can accept a needed reproof and even endure being persecuted for doing that which is right. But the man with a Christ-like spirit will not be able to swallow a temptation to sinfully compromise. Proverbs chapter number 10, verse 17. He that refuseth reproof erreth. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 32. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul. But he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. Number 9. Hypocrites are more concerned about outward appearances than they are about inward righteousness. Matthew 23, verses 25 through 28. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. I am not a very experienced dishwasher, but I have washed some dishes. It seems that oftentimes the inside of a dirty plate, a dirty glass, a dirty cup needs more attention to get that clean than the outside. In fact, unless something is boiled over the edge onto the outside, many times if a person thoroughly cleans the inside of a plate, the outside might take nothing more than a swipe and a rinse to get it clean. Christianity is an inside-out religion. God starts working on the inside of a person, and if that person properly responds, then outward changes will take place. If a person has a righteous heart, then righteous works will follow. Are you inwardly and outwardly right? Or do you outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within are full of hypocrisy and iniquity? The truth shall come out. It shall come out at the judgment seat of Christ, if not before. Number 10, hypocrites might use the names of good old saints in order to win the favor of others. Verse number 29, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchers of the righteous. The American religious hypocrite of our day might speak highly of Dr. Harold Sattler, Dr. Oliver B. Green, Brother J. Bennett Collins, and others if he wants to win the hearts of conservative independent Baptists. The hypocrite might even be teaching and living contrary to the example of a good old saint, but still use his name to his advantage. Let us not be hypocritical. Instead, let us be like Christ.
Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now?
If you have any questions concerning this broadcast, give us a call at Lighthouse Baptist Church. The number is 850-610-3041, or visit the website at lbcfl.org. By the grace of God, get ready, be ready, stay ready, for Jesus is coming again.